我不晓得弟兄姊妹刚刚在唱诗的时候有没有觉得主耶稣在 touch 我们。
I wonder if you felt that Jesus was touching us just now.
不仅仅长大麻风的那个人，满身罪污，人都厌弃他，主耶稣来 touch 他。
Not only Jesus touched the leper who was filthy and full of sin.
当主耶稣一碰到他的时候，他全人得着更新。
But when Jesus touched him, he was renewed.
圣经上另外一个故事记载当中，那么多人在拥挤耶稣的时候。
Another story recorded in the Bible when so many people were surrounding Jesus.
有一个长了十二年血肉的妇人，她凭着信心来 touch Jesus.
And there's this woman who's been bleeding for 12 years. She touched Jesus with faith.
弟兄姊妹，当她摸着主耶稣的时候
，But when she touched Jesus,
那十二年的血肉在她的身上立刻干了。
The bleeding that's been there for 12 years all of a sudden dried up.
弟兄姊妹，不管我们长大麻风也好，不管我们长血肉也好。
Whether we are a leper or a bleeding.
不管我们满身被罪恶缠累也好，或是我们生命里面一直有消耗我们生命的原因在也好。
Whether we're full of sin or there's some reason that drained our spiritual life.
像那个血肉的妇人，她在一切医生的手里面。花尽了他所有的。
Just like the bleeding woman, she spent all her life savings on doctors.
她也受了许多的苦，可是她的血肉却不能止住。
She suffered much, and there's no way to stop the bleeding.
她长期的在那里消耗、漏失她的生命，叫她软弱。
For a long time, her life was wasting away.
而那天当众人拥挤耶稣的时候
，But that day when the crowd was surrounding Jesus,
这个人带着信心来碰耶稣。
She came to touch Jesus with faith.
她说：“当我碰到耶稣的时候，我就要得着医治。
”She said, "When I touch Jesus, I will be healed."
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣回答说：“谁碰我
？”And Jesus asked.Who touched me?
门徒都在觉得主耶稣开什么玩笑？这么多人拥挤你，你为什么说有人碰你呢
？The disciples thought Jesus was joking. There's this such crowd surrounding you. Why you ask who touched you?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是来拥挤耶稣，还是我们在信心里面来碰耶稣
？Today are we just surrounding and crowding Jesus, or we're touching him with our faith?
每一次我们来到主面前，是习惯性的聚集呢？还是在信心里面来朝见他。
Do we just come to the church as a routine, or we come to see him in faith?
主耶稣对他说 ，Thy faith has made thee whole. 你的信心叫你得了痊愈。
And Jesus said, Your faith has healed you.
弟兄姊妹，今天早晨不仅仅主耶稣要来 touch 我们。
This morning, not only Jesus wants to touch us.
他也喜欢我们在信心的里面来 touch 他。
And he desires that we touch him in faith.
没有人跟主相遇 ，or nothing happened.
There's no one that who meet Jesus without anything happening.
没有一个人被耶稣 touch 了会没有事情发生的。
And something always happens when one touches Jesus.
跟你说到 something happened and now I know.
Something happened and now I know.
弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣真碰着我们
，When Jesus touched us,
他要叫我们被掳的得到释放。
He will free the captives.
叫我们受压制的得到自由
，and he will release the prisoners.
瞎眼的看见
，and the blind will see.
瘸腿的可以行走
，the lame will walk.
他用华冠来代替灰尘
，and he will give us this crown of beauty instead of ashes.
他要用喜乐油来代替我们的悲哀
，and this oil of gladness instead of mourning.
他要用赞美衣代替我们忧伤的灵
，and he will give us garment of praises instead of spirit of despair.
弟兄姊妹，让我们不要只享受在这个美好的音乐旋律里面
，so let's not just enjoy this.Beautiful melody.
那我们带着诚心和充足的信心。
But come with sincere faith.
我们知道主耶稣行走在我们的中间。
We know that Jesus is walking in our midst.
我们让主耶稣来 touch 我们。
Let Jesus touch us.
让我们在渴慕，在一个深的渴慕里面，我们不是拥挤耶稣，我们是要来在信心里面 touch 他。
In our deepest longing, we're not just crowding Jesus, but we're touching him.
弟兄姊妹，真的 something 要 happen.
And we believe something will happen.
我们在唱两遍副歌，我们真的凭信心。
Reframe twice.
每一个人都愿意把手举起来来碰耶稣。
Let's raise our hands and touch Jesus.
让耶稣来碰我们，我们只唱副歌。
Just the reframe.
Touch me.Thank you. 神圣的时刻，你来触摸我们。
Now at this holy sacred moment, come and touch us.
不要漏过我们中间任何一个人。
Do not miss out any one of us.
那更新的灵这个时候来触摸我们。
The spirit of renewing, come and touch us.
让我们都被你更新过
来。So that we will be renewed by you.
那医治的灵现在来医治我们。
The healing spirit, come and heal us.
医治我们身心灵一切的创伤和疾病。
Heal us all our wounds, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
那焚烧的灵也来触摸我们。
And the burning spirit come and consume us.
除去我们里面一切的卑贱下贱。
And cleanse us from all dross of desire.
除去我们里面一切的软弱和无能。
And all the weaknesses and the powerlessness.
耶稣来 touch 我们。
Oh, Jesus, come and touch us.
你碰到我们，一定有事情发生。
When you touch us, something will happen.
不是将来，就在现在。
Not in the future, but now.
主你叫一些被掳的都得到释放。你叫一些受压制的现在就得到自由。你是叫一些受伤的这个时候得到安慰。用赞美衣来代替我们忧伤的
人。
用喜乐的油来代替我们的悲哀。耶稣，耶稣，来触摸我们。让我们用信心也来触摸你。
We too will touch you in faith.
医治我们的大麻风。
Heal us all our leprosy.
医治我们的血漏。
And all the bleeding.
医治我们的瞎眼。
And all the blindness.
医治我们的瘸腿。
And all lame.
今天早上你来遇见我们。
Come and meet us this morning.
就在现在。
At this moment now.
Touch me and make me whole.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
耶稣，我们要你。
Oh, Jesus, we want you.
感谢主，我们能够认识这位奇妙的救主。
How we thank God that we get to know this wonderful Savior.
他天天都救拔我们。
Because He delivers us every day.
他的名字叫耶稣，他的名字也叫以马内利。
His name is Jesus Emmanuel.
他不仅仅救我们，他救我们是为了要把我们带进他神圣的同在中。
He saved us in order to lead us into His holy presence.
他救我们是要把我们带到他全备的祝福里面。
In order to lead us into His full blessings.
弟兄姊妹，不管我们平常遭遇到多大的难处，
whatever we encounter in our daily life,
不管我们平常有多少的软弱，
however weak we are,
不管我们在生活里面现在碰到了多少的困难，
however our trials we face today,
不管我们属灵的生命常常面临到危机或是危险，
or we might encounter spiritual crisis.
他永远是我们奇妙的救主。
He's always our wonderful Savior.
弟兄姊妹，当我每一次在里面喊到耶稣的时候，
Every time when I cry out to Jesus,
我心里面都何等的感动。
Oh, my heart is so greatly touched.
他是用永远的爱爱我们。
Because He loves us with everlasting love.
我们三番四复，客变十番。
We kept changing our mind.
很多时候都觉得我们不配得主这么爱我们。
A lot of times we felt we're unworthy of His love.
可是当我们一低头的时候，知道他的爱从来没有离开过我们。
But whenever we meditate on His love, we know that His love never departs from us.
我们每一次向他认罪，请求他宽恕的时候。
Every time we confess our sins and ask for forgiveness, He forgives us all completely.
每次我们软弱有需要的时候，他总是赐下够用的恩典。
Every time when we are weak, He's always giving us sufficient grace.
弟兄姊妹，他真是一位 wonderful Savior.
He is indeed a wonderful Savior.
只要我们常常来亲近他。
Come and draw near to Him often.
Touch 我们。
Let him touch us.
真的是天上的喜乐, floods my soul, 充满在我的魂中。
And this heavenly joy will flood our souls.
弟兄姊妹, 今天早晨跟弟兄姊妹交通一个题目, 你们要休息, 要知道我是神。
This morning I want to share with you a message. Be still and know that I am God.
很多弟兄姊妹已经知道, 从6月中到8月中, 我和我的家, 可能会有2个月的时间不在。
A lot of you might have known already that from mid-June to mid-August, my family will be absent.
因为从我蒙召全时间服侍主现在12年, 我一直没有真正的停下来休息过。
Since I was called to the ministry for 12 years, I never rested.
最近一连串身体的现象给了我很多的红灯, 让我必须要刹车。
And recently, my physical condition has given me warnings.
尤其,
I have to pause.
尤其从5月以后, 我几乎没有一天不偏头痛的。
Especially after May, there's not one single day I do not have migraine.
从早晨起来, 醒过来就头痛, 常常是这样。
Usually my migraine starts the moment I wake up in the morning.
所以跟长子们交通过以后, 觉得我趁着孩子们暑假的时间, 我们有2个月暂时休息一下。
So I share with the elders and deacons that we will take a break during the summer.
一方面希望在主的面前能够重新得力。
And we hope that our strength will be renewed by the Lord.
因为自己里面觉得自己越来越贫穷, 越来越软弱。
Because I feel I'm weaker and poorer.
不是因为弟兄姊妹的这个, 要求太多, 或是太难服侍, 让我病倒。
It's not because there's too much demand or it's too hard to serve here.
我常常在我和念慈里面的感觉, 觉得神给我们的弟兄姊妹都太宝贵了。
I always feel, my wife and I, that God has given us wonderful, wonderful brothers and sisters.
你们常常觉得如果自己在主的面前不重新得力, 不被主更深的得着, 或长进的话, 我们应付不来弟兄姊妹的需要。
We feel that if our strength is not renewed and we do not keep growing, we will not be able to meet the needs of brothers and sisters.
尤其整个教会现在进到一个新的阶段, 前面有许多的挑战。
Especially we are entering into a new stage of our church and there faces many challenges.
很希望借着这2个月也能够为着教会的下一步的方向, 跟怎么样子往前能够好好的寻求主。
We also like to use this 2 months to seek for the Lord's will for the future of the church.
那如果我每天活在 routine 的责任里面的话, 常常都是在 handle 一些 critical things, 但是不见得是 important things.
But if I just keep on living in the routines, I always have to be demand driven.
我想学过管理的人都知道, 不能够天天去救火, 要能够安静下来想重大的事情。
It's not the right thing if we just keep fight the fire every day that we don't have time to think about the future.
希望有2个月的时间能够更深地退回到主的面前。
So we hope that this 2 months we will retreat back to the Lord.
一方面身心灵能够在主的面前被主恢复过来。
That we will be renewed in our strength.
一方面也希望能够对着下一个阶段能够在主的面前有更深的寻求和祷告。
And we want to seek for the Lord and pray for the future.
从好消息来讲的话呢, 是我过去12年来从来不放心这样子离开的。
The good side is that I never felt comfortable leaving before.
从来没有像我现在这么放心的离开。
But now, I've never felt so comfortable as I feel now.
因为教会的长职跟各方面的 leader, 服侍的弟兄姊妹, 都非常的忠心, 非常的 优秀在神的家中。
Because I see the elders, deacons, and the leaders of the church, they're being very faithful and responsible at church.
我已经常常听到各样安慰我们的话, 说2个月太短了, 你们可以去久一点。
A lot of people already told us, 2 months is too short, you can take longer breaks.
昨天长智慧还有弟兄跟我说, 余弟兄你不在, 对我们一点没有影响, 礼拜天了。
There's another brother even told me, oh, we will not be impacted by your absence on Sundays at all.
我一点都没有 hurt, 而且我很高兴听到这样子的话。
I was not hurt, but I was really glad to hear that.
弟兄姊妹, 所以为什么要讲, 你们要休息, 要知道我是神。
That's why I want to share with you, be still and know that I am God.
不是说我要跑去休息啊。
It's not that I'm going to rest.
因为这是在主面前的一个学习, 所以我把它当作一篇信息跟弟兄姊妹分享。
Because this is what we're learning before the Lord, therefore I want to share with you.
这里的休息在英文里面说, 我们要 be still, 就是要镇静, 要安静, 要安稳。
And what it really means to rest is to be still.
所以请弟兄姊妹特别记得, 这篇信息不是要叫我们去休息, 去偷懒。
So we're not saying that, let's all go take a break.
这篇信息绝对不是针对那些懒惰、不负责和不求长进的人讲的。
And this message is not for those sluggards and lazy people.
尤其我们年轻的孩子们下个礼拜他们要考 final， 他们一定很谢谢我讲这篇信息。
I hope the young brothers and sisters who are taking finals next week will not take it wrong.
回到家下个礼拜八点钟就睡觉，因为于叔叔说你们要休息，要知道我们信的是神。Do
not oversleep because Brother Yu says be still.
因为这边不是的，我们这篇信息就是要帮助我们在人生一切的挑战里面。But
actually, what I meant is that through this message, we receive help in all challenges.
或是对那些特别认真、求好心切的人，我们在主的面前该有的学习。Or
to those who are perfectionists. This is something we ought to learn.
那求好心切的是比较客气的形容词啊，那么不好一点的形容词就是患得患失的人。Or
that we feel insecure about life.
我们要学习 be still.
We need to learn to be still.
那要休息不见得是指的行动上的。But
we might not talk about stop all action.
那特别是指的我们心态里面的。But
our attitude.
我们学习如何在一切的挑战和一切的艰难面前。
We need to be still in our spirit while facing all challenges.
大卫在这里说，你们要休息，这替神传话，你们要休息，要知道我是神。King
David said here, "Be still and know that I am God."
那后面这句话是我们能够镇定、能够休息的关键和秘诀。To
know that He is God is the key to be still.
所以我们的休息如果不是因为神而来的，那一个的安息。 是一个暂时的安息。If
our rest does not come from God, it is only temporary.
那样子的安息，甚至是一种无可奈何的安息。That
kind of rest is kind of hopeless.
因为我们可能是用中国人的观念里面讲到那种是尽人事听天命，或是船到桥头自然直那种无可奈何的安息。It
would be rather passive because we pacify ourselves with our traditional concepts.
但是我们这里说的安息是你们要休息，因为要知道我是神。But
here when we talk about resting, it says be still and know that I am God.
是跟神发生直接的关系。
Has something to do with God.
我们读两节的圣经。Let's
read two scripture verses.
诗篇46篇第10节。Psalm
46, verse 10.
你们要翻快一点，我只剩下25分钟了。 第十节，你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。对不起，我刚刚讲错，不是大卫，是可拉的后裔。This
psalm was not written by David, but the descendants of Korah.
神在这里说到，你们要休息，要知道我是神。Be
still and know that I am God.
他与我们同在，他是我们的避难所。He
is with us and he's our fortress.
我们请读希伯来书。Let's
turn to the book of Hebrews.
第4章。Chapter
4.
我其他列的经文，请弟兄姊妹回去读了。
The other scripture verses, please read them at home.
第4章。
Chapter 4, Hebrews,
第一节,
verse 1.
我们从3章19节读起。这样看来，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故了。我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或许有人似乎是赶不上了。因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异。 因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和，但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息。好，我们跳到第10节。Verse
10.
因为那进入安息的，乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学习那不信从的样子跌倒了。 请特别注意11节的上半。
Please pay attention to the first part of verse 11.
我们务必竭力进入那安息。
Let's make every effort to enter that rest.
在这里讲到这个安息是一个境界，是需要进入的。
So That rest is a state to be entered.
所以跟我们的个性不一样, 有的人天生就是不会什么事情着急的。
It has nothing to do with our personality. Some people never fret about anything.
就是这种人从来不为明天忧虑的, 那是天然的个性。
They never worry about tomorrow, but that's their nature.
但是圣经在这里讲到一种属天的境界, 一种属天的still, 是一种境界需要进入的。
But this rest here refers to a heavenly stillness that can be entered. And that we can make every effort to enter. So this is a very precious state that we can pursue.
你孩子去学琴, 去学打鼓, 去学任何的体育, 他都要花功夫去学。
Whenever a child learns all kinds of musical instruments, they have to make an effort.
而这种灵里的镇静是需要花功夫的。
But this spiritual stillness needs also to work on.
希伯来作者更告诉我们说，务必竭力进入那安息。
And the author of the book Hebrews tells us make every effort to enter.
换句话说，这样子的境界不是给少数人。
And so actually this state is not just for the minority.
那在神的眼中也不是可有可无的。
And it's not something that's an option.
你不要觉得这是一个研究所的境界跟我太远了。
Do not think that this is a graduate school level. It has nothing to do with me.
希伯来的作者告诉我们, 我们都需要, 而且务必, 这是不可以少的。
The author says we ought to make every effort. It's not an option.
那最后呢, 他提到是那安息, 那是一个特别的安息。
And he says that rest. So there's a particular rest.
跟地上这种 indifference 是不一样的。
It's different from the indifference of the world.
跟天然人的不在乎是不一样的。
It's also not the carefree type of personality we talk about.
所以我们再讲一遍啊, 我们务必竭力进入那安息。
Make every effort to enter that rest.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们任何一个蒙恩得救的基督徒，我们该有的生活。
And that's actually the life every one of us were saved ought to have.
圣经上说，没有进入这个安息的，就倒闭在旷野里面。
Because the Bible tells us, if we do not enter into that rest, we will fall in the desert.
因为他们不信从。
Because they disobeyed.
他们不相信这是一个基督徒可以达到的境界。
They did not believe that something can be achieved by Christians.
他们不肯花功夫来得到这种的境界。
And they would not make effort to enter.
所以以至于他们都倒闭旷野，不能够进入神的应许福分。
Therefore, they fall in the desert, fail to enter into the promised blessing.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神真的希望我们在日常的生活里面都来操练学习安息。
Therefore, God wants us to practice this in our daily life.
我再说，安息不是外面不负责任、不做事。Again,
I want to stress it's not to be irresponsible.
安息是一个心态。It's
an attitude, state of the mind, the heart.
安息是一种灵里面的境界。It's
it's a spiritual state.
我们可以面处难处。
We can face trials.
我们可以身有重担重症。
We can be pressed by heavy responsibility.
我们可以忙碌。
We can be busy.
但是我们内心却心静如水。
But yet our heart can be still like water.
因为我们知道我们所信的是谁。
Because we know whom we believe.
弟兄姊妹，这是神希望我们每一个人该有的生活。
And that is the life God desires all of us to have.
所以诗篇147篇说，神不喜欢马的力大，人的脚快。
Therefore, in Psalm 147 says, God does not desire the strength of the horse or the swiftness of man.
就说到我们天然人的力量很强, 到处跑来跑去。
Those are but natural strengths.
我们办法很多。
We might be very smart.
什么situation一出现, 我们就已经一二三 solution全部都出来了。
Whenever something happens, we quickly come up with solutions.
如果solutionA不work的话, solutionB上阵。
If solution A doesn't work, we'll try B.
如果B不能解决C上来了。
If B fails, then we'll try C.
再不行,
if all fails, we might run away.
我们把所有的问题通通都把它各种可能性都分析完。
And then we quickly analyze all the possibilities and solutions.
弟兄姊妹，主不喜欢马的力大，人的脚快。
But God does not desire the strength of the horse or the swiftness of men.
从日常的生活，神就要我们操练。
In our daily life, God wants us to practice.
因信心安。
That we will rest because of faith.
有一首诗歌说的, 因着真的信心, 我们进入安息。
Because of true faith, we enter rest.
我们知道神不会错，凡事有他的美意。
We know that God cannot be wrong, and He has His good will.
我们知道神爱我们，他一定在一切的环境里面赐下够用的恩典。
We know that God loves us, and He will give us sufficient grace in our circumstances.
我们知道神是信实的神，他在我们身上有全权善良。
We know that God is faithful and His will for us is good, pleasing, and perfect. And we know that God does not lie about His promises and He's always with us.
所以可拉的作者告诉我们, be still.
Therefore, the descendants of Korah tell us to be still and learn to rest.
我记得有一年被教师来我们中间讲道的时候,
I remember one year a sister Pearl Baca came to our midst.
他举了一个吴老牧师的一个例子。And
she gave an example about a brother Hans Wurbogel.
他说他很喜欢养小鱼。That
he likes to have a fish tank.
那他原来是在一个水族箱里面养了一些小鱼。So
he kept some fish in a tank.
那有一天呢，他在他家的后院呢，就盖了一个人造的这个水池。And
one day he built an artificial pond in his backyard.
就是看起来更自然一点，他想把这些鱼移到那个池子里面，让它更舒服、更大。And
he wants to put those fish in the pond so that it's more natural and more comfortable.
不是被关在一个小玻璃罐里面。Instead
of being confined in a small aquarium.
那当他那个水池盖好了，水都预备好了。After
he finished building the pond and filled up the water.
他准备把这些鱼要从水族箱里面要移到那个水池去的时候。And
he was ready to move. The fish into the pond.
他暂时把这些鱼放在一个水桶里面。And
then he put the fish in the pail, in the bucket.
他抬出来要去放到水池去。And
then on his way to the pond.
那不晓得为了什么原因，他暂时没放，大概水桶先放旁边，他去做了一点别的事情。
While he just put the bucket on the ground.
结果回来的时候,
when he came back,
发现那些小鱼都从那个水桶里面跳出来。 已经死在旁边了。And
he discovered that all the fish jumped out of the bucket and all died on the dry ground.
因为一下子换了一个新的环境，周围什么东西都看不到，就是水桶。他们活在恐惧的里面，他们都跳出来，想要自求生路，全部死掉。Because
they panicked because of the change of environment, they just tried their own way to survive.
它里面不知道主人的用心是一个完全的爱心和好意。They
did not know the heart of their master is for their own good.
它不知道主人在做什么。They
did not know what their owner was doing.
它活在恐惧的里面。They
live in terror.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们人生的路上里面，其实神常常要把我们带到一个更宽阔的境界。It's
the same way in our life journey. God often wants to bring us to a broader environment.
让我们能够更深的能够进到一个宽阔的境界来享受他的祝福。That
we will go into a more spacious place to enjoy His blessing.
可是在过程里面，我们常常缺乏信心。But
in the process, we often lack faith.
我们里面就在想办法要解决。We
try our own ways to solve the problem.
我们就人的马的力大，人的脚快，什么方法都出来了。So
we are swift to solutions.
所以当我们跳出来的时候，我们其实给自己带来的伤害。
So when we jump out of the bucket, we're actually hurting ourselves.
我们从神的计划，从神的作为里面跳出来了，结果我们自己遭受亏损。
We depart from God's plan and we suffer loss.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到在平常生活里面的学习。So
this is something we ought to learn in our daily life.
学习在我们每一件大小事情，我们学习借着祷告，把我们的难处重担卸给神。So
in everything, let's learn by praying, lay down our burden before Him.
我们借着祷告，从主的面前得到够用的恩典。That
by through prayer we receive sufficient grace.
让我们能够 be still, 能够灵里安息。That
we can be still in our spirit.
而第二个是在难处和征战中，神要我们学习安息。And
in trials and in battles, God also wants us to learn to rest.
我想在人生的路上，我们都碰到难处。It
is inevitable that we face trials and troubles.
事业也好，生病也好。 感情问题、家庭问题，好多问题呢。Whether
it's unemployment, it's sickness, it's family relationship problems.
弟兄姊妹，在出埃及记14章那里有一幅图画。There's
in the book of Acts, in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, there the Bible shows us a picture.
神的百姓被神从埃及带出来，救出来了。God's
people was delivered out of the out of Egypt.
也是要把他们带到迦南美地去，跟吴老牧师刚才讲的那个例子很像。And
God was leading His people to the land, the promised land.
结果在他们来到红海边的时候，
while they reached the Red Sea,
前面是红海。
Before them was the Red Sea.
神的儿女们会觉得怎么会带我们到这里呢？没有路走了。
And God's people may wonder why you leading us to here. There's no way out.
而当他们在那里困惑，在那里不明的时候，
when they were in perplexity,
他们回头突然发现法老带着追兵追来了。
And they look back, they see this Egyptian army.
这个难处简直是不敢想象的一个难处。
So this trial is beyond what they can imagine.
这怎么可能是发生在基督徒身上呢？
How can such thing happen to Christians?
为什么我信耶稣以前没有这些难处，我信了耶稣反而有难处？
How come I never had such big trouble before I believe in Jesus?
我没信耶稣以前我的健康好好的，为什么信了耶稣我生病了好像？
Before I was Christian, I was in good health. How come now I'm sick?
我没有信耶稣以前公司里面老板喜欢我，为什么信了耶稣难处出现呢？
I used to have favor from my managers, and now how come I have trial at work?
弟兄姊妹，你可以问很多很多类似的问题。
You might ask many, many questions.
而且这个问题，这个难处大到一个地步是前无这个出路，后无退路。
And the trouble might be so big that you cannot see any way out before or behind.
前是红海, 后是追兵。
In front of you, that's the Red Sea, and behind you, there's the army of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，这是四面受敌。
And because we are surrounded, we are perplexed.
照着人的常理来说是无路可走。
According to human nature, there's no way out.
弟兄姊妹，就在这样子的一个难处里面。
In such a situation.
出埃及记14章。 我们没有时间读了，我念给你们听就好了。
I'll just read to you. You don't have to read it. Exodus chapter 14.
摩西对百姓说：“你们不要惧怕，只管站住。”And
Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm."
看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩。And
you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today.
你们今天所看见的埃及人，你们永远再也看不见。The
Egyptians that you see today, you will never see again.
弟兄姊妹，在这个不可能的环境里面。
In such an impossible situation.
神对他们说：“你们不要惧怕。”God
tell them, "Do not be afraid."
只管站住。Stand
firm.
就是什么都不要做。And
don't do anything.
你看看耶和华今天要为你们做什么。And
just to see how God will deliver you.
这叫做你们要休息，要知道我是神。In
other words, be still and know that I am God.
弟兄姊妹，有人说神如果要给我们小恩典，就让我们碰见小难处。When
someone says that if God wants to give us small blessing, He will let us see small trials.
神如果要给我们大的恩典，神让我们遇见一些大的难处。
If God wants to give us bigger blessing, then He will let us face bigger trials.
神如果要让我们经历神迹的话，神就让我们遇见不可能解决的难处。
If God wants us to experience miracle, then He will let us face impossible.
那天神的百姓碰到的难处是他们不能解决的。
That day, the trouble that God's people faced was beyond what they can solve.
他们起来 怪摩西，埋怨摩西，你为什么要把我们带出来死在旷野？
They blame on Moses. Why do you lead us out into the desert to die?
好的，我们服侍埃及人服侍的好好的，你为什么要来搅扰我们？
We were serving the Egyptians and it was fine. Why do you come and trouble us?
什么埋怨得来了？
They come up with all kinds of complaints.
但是神还是越过了百姓们的软弱，神一样施恩在他们身上。But
God ignored and surpassed all these complaints and blessed His people.
弟兄姊妹，我不是鼓励弟兄姊妹埋怨哈。I'm
not encouraging all of us to complain.
但是很多时候，当我们都在那里埋怨神不信神的时候，神还是一样施恩在我们身上。But
what I'm saying is that even when we complain about God, He still blesses us sometimes.
真的是他伟大的爱。And
that is His great love for us.
真的是他伟大的爱。
That is His great love.
而那一天神说你们站住。
That day God says stand firm.
就是你们不要做什么。
Don't do anything.
也不要怕。
And don't be afraid.
看看我为你们做什么。
Just look how I will deliver you.
就叫做你们要休息，要知道我是神。
In other words, be still and know that I am God.
神能够在深海中为我们开道路。
God can open up the way in deep ocean.
专门做人以为不可能的事情。His
expertise is to do something impossible.
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有在座的弟兄姊妹，有没有人觉得你最近已经被困住了？I
don't know if any of you feel that you're stuck recently.
不管是外面的环境，或是里面的属灵的情形。
Whether our circumstances or your inner spiritual condition.
保罗在灵后第四章也说到，我们虽然四面受敌，但是却不会被困住。
And Paul says in 2 Corinthians that even we are perplexed, we will not be stuck.
不仅仅是难处，在征战里面也是一样。Not
only in troubles, but also in battles.
在约沙法的年间，摩押人、亚门人跟希尔人联军要来打以色列。In the during
the reign of the king and Jehoshaphat, Ammonites and all sorts of enemies came to surround the land of Israel.
圣经告诉我们，约沙法心里面便惧怕。
And the Bible tells us that King Jehoshaphat was afraid. He was a famous king.
非常勇敢,
he was a good king, very courageous. But yet he was also afraid. Because they were unable to conquer
and to face.
Because of three nations.
弟兄姊妹, 约沙法带领的百姓, 包括婴孩, 包括妇人, 包括孩子,
So King Jehoshaphat led all the people, whether it's women, children, or even infants, including them, they pray to the Lord.
神对他们说，犹大和耶路撒冷人呐。
So God told them, O Judah and Jerusalem.
他说，这次你们不要征战，要摆阵站着，看耶和华为你们施行拯救。
He says, you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Again, in an impossible situation. Not only that, it was difficult. It was life-threatening.
弟兄姊妹，神在这里对他们说，你们不要征战，站着。
But God told them, do not fight, just stand firm. And see the deliverance of the Lord.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹,
you know, this has to be taken by faith.
这是约沙法的伟大，他听见了神的话以后，他就派歌唱的走在军队前面， 唱诗赞美神。
And that is why King Jehoshaphat was so great, because he sent the people to sing praises. Before the army.
在军队的前面, 他们诗班就大声就唱, 当称谢耶和华, 因为他的慈爱, 永远长存。
So he appointed men to sing to the Lord and praise for his splendor of his holiness before the army. He says, give thanks to the Lord for his love endures forever.
弟兄姊妹愿不愿意当那一天的诗班的班员?
Are you willing to be in that choir that day?
你可以看见前面黑压压的一片, 全是那种 肌肉很肉凶凶的这些以东人、摩押人都是最强壮的人。
In front of you, you see numerous fierce enemies.
全部站在我们的前面。
And they all stand before you.
而诗班手无寸铁，走在前面唱诗。
Without any weapon, this choir sing praises to the Lord before the army.
英英国荣，你们都还去不去？
Are you willing to go?
感谢主，他们说去。
Yes.
Amen. 我们的诗班很有水准。
Yes. Great is our choir.
弟兄姊妹, 这真是一个不容易的事情。
This is not easy.
Be still.
Be still.
要休息。
Be still.
要知道我是神。
And know that I am God.
弟兄姊妹, 在1799年, 拿破仑大军 在欧洲, 这个铁蹄到处横踏的时候,
during the year of 1799, when the army of Napoleon was conquering all the nations in Europe,
拿破仑底下有个大将, 带着18000人, 打到奥地利边界的一个小town，一个小非常小的town。
He had a great general who was trying to conquer a small town on the borderline of Austria.
那个小镇里面根本没有抵挡的能力。
And this small city had no power to fight.
那18000个大军已经就在眼前。The
army number 18,000.
那天早上正好是复活节。
And that morning was the day of Easter.
整个小town就一个小教会。 大家正在决定要不要复活节一样去教会里面敲钟去敬拜神。
And that small city had only one church, and they were deciding if they should still go to the church to ring the bell and celebrate Easter.
还是大家应该想办法赶快逃命解决。
Or maybe they should just run away.
教会里面一个连长的执事说，我们应该照常聚会。
And one elderly deacon says, we should hold our meetings as usual.
因为我们的主是复活的主。
Because our Lord is a resurrected Lord.
他会负我们的责任。
He will be responsible for us.
所以教堂就决定继续聚会, 他们就去敲钟,
so the church decided to hold meetings and they rang the bell.
那这个拿破仑底下的这个大将, 我忘了叫马什么大将, 一个将军, 他一听, 他里面马上就觉得不对劲。
And this general of Napoleon, when he heard of the bell ring, somehow he felt uneasy.
他想着一定有诈, 这么小的一个城, 怎么敢敲钟, 在那里欢乐欢唱,
So he thought there must be a trick, there must be something fishy.
他觉得这后面一定有诡诈的东西,
He felt there must be something tricky.
所以他们整个大军掉头就走了,
So they retreated.
弟兄姊妹, be still.
Be still.
你们要修行。
Be still.
要知道我是神。
And know that I am God.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们用自己的方法想要解决问题。
A lot of times we try to solve problems with in our own hands.
我们用尽了人的方法，走后门也好，用什么方法也好，我们就是希望来除去这些难处。
We try all the methods we can think of in order to remove our troubles.
主不喜欢马的力大，人的脚快。
The Lord does not desire the strength of the horse and the swiftness of man.
主提醒我们，你们要修行，要知道我是神。
The Lord reminds us to be still and know that I am God.
我的名在外邦要被尊崇，在全地要被尊崇。
My name will be exalted among the nations and will be exalted in the earth.
当我们不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
It's not by power nor by might.
我们依靠万军之耶和华的灵成了事，我们主的名就得到了尊崇。
When we trust in the Spirit of the Lord, His name will be exalted in the earth.
那第三个讲到在重大的使命和责任上，我们学习安息。
Thirdly, while facing great commissions and responsibilities, we need to learn to rest.
以赛亚书第九章那里讲到，有婴孩为我们而生，有一子要赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。
Isaiah chapter 9 tells us, "For us a child is born, to us a son is given." And the government will be on his shoulders.
在我过去这二三十年服侍主的经验里面啊。
In the past, during my serving of the Lord.
我每次碰到教会那个难处，我不能 handle, 不能解决的时候。
Every time I encounter some trials at church that I cannot solve.
我新约最常引用的一句话跟主祷告的就是，神的儿子亲自在治理神的家。
And the verse that I use the most is that God's son is.Reigning in God's house.
那旧约我最常用的就是这一节，政权都担在你肩上。
And in the Old Testament, the verse that I use the most often is this: Government will be on His shoulder.
我都跟主说，主啊，如果你不做 ，what I can do?
I always tell the Lord, if you do not work, how can I do? What can I do?
我不能做什么东西。
There's nothing I can do.
当我每一次祷告，知道是神的儿子亲自在这里治理他的家。
Every time when I pray, I know that it is.God's son over his house.
我知道政权担在他的肩上。
And I know that government is on his shoulders.
弟兄姊妹，我心里面就比较安心。
Then I can rest.
不是我逃避责任。
It's not I try to avoid my responsibility.
而是很多的时候，神要我们学习知道谁在掌权。
But a lot of times God wants us to know that who is in control.
的确，神要我们殷勤，要我们忠心。
Yes, God wants us to be faithful and diligent.
但是忠心殷勤。有的时候跟我们失去的信心抓在手上，有的时候很难分别。
But a lot of times we cannot distinguish of being diligent and faithful or taking matters in our own hands.
所以神，我就说这篇信息不是对一些懒惰不求上进的人说的。
Again, I want to say this message is not for those lazy and irresponsible.
反而是对那些非常认真，然后求完美，就是 idealism 的人。我们中间好几个说是 idealism。
But to those who are responsible and sometimes even idealistic.
或是那些患得患失的人。
Or those who are insecure.
我们要学习安息。
We need to learn to rest.
在一切重大的责任里面，我们知道神托付，神就赐下够用的恩典。
In all commissions, facing all commissions, we have to know that when God commissions, He will give grace.
神差遣，耶和华神就在我们面前像烈火一样，他会先进去的。
But if God sends us, then He will go before us.
那申命记第九章讲的，耶和华你的神像烈火一样，已经在我们面前先进去了。
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 9, it says, God, our God is like fire; He goes in before us.
我们与主同父一轭。
We share the yoke with the Lord.
主说我的轭是轻省的，我的担子是容易的。
And the Lord says, my burden is easy and my yoke is light.
啊，因为古代他们那种牛就是两个轭挂在两头牛身上一同来拖的。
Because during the Bible time, it takes two oxen to plow the field, and then they're tied together with a yoke.
他们训练小牛的时候就跟大牛一起走。
When they trained a little ox, they train them with the older one.
你想想看，这个大大的这个轭挂在那只大牛身上，小牛根本压不到的嘛。
But can you imagine a little one carrying the yoke with the old one? Of course, he will experience no weight.
他只是跟着这只成熟大牛在那里学习走这个地就是。
The little one just learning how to walk with the older one.
随着他生命的成长，他能够负担的能力越来越加增。
But as he grows older, he can carry more weight.
神在这里训练我们。
And God is training us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我对未来的两个月，我真的充满了盼望。
So I'm full of hope facing the future 2 months.
我跟长子半幽默半真实的说，我说我回来希望教会已经焕然一新。So I say that I
expect the church to be renewed when I come back.
唱诗大家都那么投入的唱诗。That
everybody will enjoy singing and participate.
会后的祷告，波饼的祷告停不下来。
And then there will be unceasing prayers at prayer, breaking of bread meeting.
弟兄姊妹，我希望真的是弟兄姊妹，我们在神家里面一同来爱他。We
hope that we will love God's house together.
最后讲到因信与神同行而进入最深的安息。Lastly,
is to enter into the deepest rest by walking with the Lord in faith.
因为我们知道我们所信的是谁。Because
we know whom we believe.
我们知道他同在的应许永远不改变。We
know that He promised His presence and it will never change.
我们知道他说他天天都背负我们的重担。And
He carries our burden every day.
弟兄姊妹，我们都因着信心，我们进入了最深的安息。By
faith, we enter into the deepest rest.
就跟保罗在海上一样。It's
just like Paul on the sea.
一样是狂风暴雨临到他们。He
was in a storm too.
所有人都吓得不得了，知道自己活命的指望都没有了。Everyone
was panicking for fear of loss of life.
但是对这个认识神的人，他却心静如水。But
to this person who knows God, his heart was still like water.
他知道绝对没有问题。He
knows nothing can go wrong.
他起来安慰众人。So
he rise up and comforted people.
他用他里面安息的力量来镇定军心。This
power of quietness. He calmed people down.
反正在最危险的起来对他们说，我信神怎样对我说，事情要怎样成就。
In the most dangerous moment, he could stood up and tell people, I believe things will happen according to what he told me.
他们能够对他们说，诸位可以放心。
He would say, do not lose heart.
我去对人家讲放心，人家的心还是七上八下跳。
If I tell people, do not worry, it will not work.
保罗讲话带着力量。
But when Paul says it, He said it with power.
一面讲一面把饼拨开来叫大家吃，坐下来吃。
And then when he said it, he broke the bread and then gave to people to eat.
当蛇毒蛇咬他的时候，他轻轻一甩，他继续做他的事。
When he was bitten by a poison snake, he just threw away the snake and continued.
所有人都已经吓得不得了了。Everyone
was afraid.
哎，这个人一定会被毒死，他这个天理不饶他。They
expect him to die.
但是保罗那么从容，一甩他继续服侍。But
Paul was calm, served as usual.
弟兄姊妹，这种最深的 still 是因为认识神，跟神同行而来的。And
this deepest stillness comes from knowledge of God.
有一个年长的弟兄回中国大陆去的时候，One elderly
brother went to China.
他碰到一位非常 这个跟主关系非常好、非常熟练、生命很好的一个老姊妹。
And then he went to meet this very spiritual elderly sister.
他在中国解放或者沦陷以前，他就已经很懂英文了。
She was fluent in English.
那么在几十年没有机会再用英文。But
she hasn't practiced for many years.
直到当他碰到这位年长弟兄的时候，他说：“你能不能唱几首英文诗歌，让我再复习一下？”So
when she met this elderly brother, she asked, "Do you have any English hymns that you can sing for me?"
年长的弟兄就想，也记不得多少，就唱 Amazing Grace 给他。So
this elderly brother sang Amazing Grace to her.
那这个年长的姊妹几十年瞎眼。For
many years, this elderly sister was blind.
眼睛已经失明了。She
could not see.
结果这年长的弟兄唱 Amazing Grace 给他听的。So
when he sang Amazing Grace.
有一句话讲到，从前眼瞎，如今得见。But
he sang, "I was blind, but now I see."
那当这位年长的姊妹就一遍又一遍的唱这个 Amazing Grace.
So when this elderly sister repeatedly singing Amazing Grace,
前我眼瞎，今得见,
I was once lost, I was once blind, but now I see.
当她唱了十几遍之后,
After she repeated many times,
神突然行做一件奇妙的事, 她的眼睛开了,
All of a sudden, she received her sight.
弟兄姊妹，如果是我们, what's next?
What would we react if it happened?
我们会怎么反应？如果我们突然几十年眼睛是瞎的，突然看见了？How
would we react if we were her?
我们一定大喊大叫，对不对？We'd
probably jump up for joy, right?
因为老弟兄说，他那天印象这么深刻的一个图面在他的面前。But
that day, that elderly brother was deeply impressed.
那个老姊妹看了一下，要把眼睛安安静静的闭起来。
The elderly sister opened her eyes, looked around, and closed them again.
嘴巴讲了一句，轻轻讲了一句话, How sweet you are, 主啊，你真甘甜。
And she whispered, "How sweet you are."
弟兄姊妹，保罗在大风浪的里面，在毒蛇对咬的时候，他里面那么镇定。
Paul was still facing great storms or poison snakes.
因为他知道他信的是谁。
Because he knows whom he believes.
这个岛姊妹在多年的瞎眼里面突然看见了。
And this elderly sister all of a sudden received sight after many years of blindness.
突然得到了一个这么大的祝福。
All of a sudden, she received such big blessing.
这个祝福一样不能够替代她里面的主。
But such great blessing cannot replace the Lord in her heart.
她只是那么安静地对主说了一句亲密的话，说 "How sweet you are."
Calmly, she whispered, "How sweet you are."
弟兄姊妹，从小事情上我们就看见与神同行的那种真安心。
So from these little things, we can see the true stillness of being with the Lord.
我们何等羡慕有一天能够进入与神同行的真安心。
How we wish that we can enter into that true rest by walking with the Lord.
不管在平凡的生活中，
whether in ordinary life,
不管在难处或者征战中，
in troubles or battles,
不管是在我们的责任和使命上，
or in responsibilities and great commission.
弟兄姊妹，我们都需要学习竭力进入那安息。
Let's make every effort to enter that rest.
秘诀在于我们真知道我们所信的是谁。
And the key secret is to know whom we believe.
而我们在信心的里面与神同行。
That in faith we walk with God.
主说你是谁？你竟然怕那必死的世人。
The Lord says, "Who are you that you are afraid of mortal men?"
却忘记了那安定创造诸天、安定地基、创造你的神。
But you forget the Lord, your Maker, who stretches out heavens and laid the foundation of the earth.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
对不起，今天稍微过了一点。我们唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn.
465首。
465.
465首。
465.
安息在那永远膀臂中
Resting on the everlasting arms
交通和解美食的和风
感谢你
Oh Lord, our hearts thank you.
开我们的眼睛，让我们真知道我们所信的是谁。
Open our eyes so that we get to know whom we believe.
也让我们深信他能保全我们所交付他的。
And we believe that he will be able to keep what we entrust in him.
直到那日。
Until that day.
是的，今天你把我们摆在这个回家的路上。
Yes, today you are putting us on this pilgrim way.
我们走在这路上，心中满平安。
On this journey, we are full of peace.
越行越光明，恩光照灿烂。
Because the brighter is the way.
因为我们可以安息在你那永远的膀臂中。
Because we can rest on this everlasting arms.
当你告诉我们，你们要休息，要知道我是神的时候。
And you tell us that we ought to be still and know that you are God.
主，我们求你为我们斥责我们一切的风浪。
We pray that you will rebuke all the storms in our lives.
你平静我们里面一切的忧烦。
And you pacify all our worries.
你叫我们都举起头来，扬起脸来仰望你。
That we will lift up our face to look upon you.
让我们能够万段预计于耶稣。
That we will fix our eyes upon Jesus.
好让我们的心得到真安息。
That we will receive true peace.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
当你在十字架上为我们说成了的时候。
When you say it is finished on the cross.
当水和血从你的肋旁流出来的时候。
When the blood and water flow out of your veins.
当这永久的磐石为我们裂开的时候
When the rock of ages was cleft for us
你让我们这些罪人都得以藏身在你怀中
That we get to hide in you all sinners
不仅仅我们的罪恶都得到了赦免
Not only that our sins were forgiven
让我们可以坦然平安地来到神面前
That we can come before God with peace and confidence
而且你自己将你那完全的生命也赐给了我们
And you have given us this perfect life
让我们能够享受真安息
So that we can enjoy true rest.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
早晨，我们在这里将一切的感谢来归给你。
We want to give you all the thanks.
当我们在这里低头围绕你的时候
，When we are surrounding you,
我们也纪念你在十字架上劳苦的功效。
We remember your labor on the cross.
主啊，借着我们学会安息
，Through learning to rest.
借着我们学会在难处和仇敌面前来赞美你
Through learning to praise you in front of enemies and battles
让你的名能够在全地和外邦中得到尊崇
That your name will be exalted in the nations and in the earth
主我们也为着桌上的饼杯献上我们的感谢
And we offer our thanks to you before the table
主你为我们祝福
Please bless the table
为我们祝福
Bless the
你让我们从心里面感恩地来领受你
That we will receive with thanksgiving in our hearts
知道这是你的身体为我们舍的
We know that this is your body given for us
这是你的血为了我们流出来
And this is your blood shed for us
也这是你用你的血跟我们所立的永约
And this is the everlasting covenant made by your blood
告诉我们你是用永远的爱爱我们
It tells us that you love us with everlasting love
告诉我们父神一切所赐给你的你都赐给了我们
That you have given us everything that the Father gave
所以当我们吃你喝你的时候
So when we eat and drink of you
你让我们带着虔诚敬畏的心来吃
We eat and drink with a humble and godly heart
你让我们带着爱和感恩来吃来喝
With love and with gratitude
也更让我们带着一个奉献的心来吃来喝
And with a consecrated heart
知道不仅仅你一切所有的属于我们
Now,Knowing that not only everything you have belongs to us too,
我们也愿意将自己和一切所有的来归给你。
We too want to offer you ourselves and all we have.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.